Hello everybody, this is Gemma and welcome again to the Managers Essentials podcast. I'm here today with Graham Smith, who's Head of HR for Professional Services, and we're going to be taking just a few minutes today to talk about the Rewarding Exceptional Performance Scheme. So Graham, can you tell me what the Rewarding Exceptional Performance Scheme is?
Yeah, well, it's one of the opportunities, mechanisms for managers to recognise aspects of exceptional performance within their teams. And it's an opportunity for managers to celebrate significant contributions of their staff and to reward them accordingly. The scheme's open for applications from early December to the end of January each year, and is applicable to all grades between 1 and 8 at the university, but also emphasise that it's not just individuals that can be recognised here, but teams as well. So, and that can be cross-functional teams as well. So I'd encourage managers to consider all aspects there.
Fantastic. So as we record this in early October, we're only a matter of weeks away really if a manager wanted to think about putting somebody forward or a team forward. What do you think are the benefits of the scheme?
Well, it's first and foremost, it's an opportunity for managers to formally reflect back on exceptional performance of their team members through the last 12 months. And that should be aided really by feedback primarily from the PNDRs that they have conducted in the summer months, but also from any other feedback that they may have gathered through the 12 months. Can be feedback from fellow colleagues, managers elsewhere across the university, and encourage managers to collect that data as we go through the year in advanced preparation for this exercise. It's one of the tools that managers can engage with their staff, give recognition and praise, and recognise their commitment and exceptional performance. And showing an employee that their hard work is appreciated and valued serves as an excellent motivator and can increase a member of staff's feeling of well-being. Aside from this scheme, I think it's important that managers should give praise and positive feedback wherever they can identify good or exceptional performance and show staff that they are valued. A simple message in itself can be highly motivational, but the REP scheme in itself adds greater value to exceptional performance. There is some guidance available on the Manager's Essentials pages on StaffNet and also in Ask HR.
Why might a manager put someone forward for an award?
Well, this can be for a number of reasons. Completing a task or project ahead of schedule with exceptional effectiveness can be handling unexpectedly complex tasks successfully within agreed timescales, and it can be showing commitment beyond the call of duty in dealing with exceptional events and unplanned events. Exceptional contribution can be rewarded either from a one-off task or project, and in which case we would give a lump sum payment equal to the value of an increment, or it can be to reward sustained exceptional contribution over a longer period, and we'd be looking for at least 6 months contribution and to expect that to continue for the foreseeable future. And in that case, we would award either an accelerated incremental progression, depending on where an individual is on their grade scale, or if they're at top of the grade scale, by the award of contribution point.
Okay, thank you. Now, as you've already talked about, the scheme is about recognising and rewarding exceptional performance. I know you're bound by rules of confidentiality, but can you give me maybe some ideas of things that managers have nominated people for in the past?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the best examples that we've seen in going through these cases every year are those that really explain what employees have done in quite precise but also concise detail, and where it shows the actual contribution of the employee to have made a significant impact upon operational effectiveness. They can significantly exceed performance targets. They may have completed tasks way ahead of timescale. they may have responded to significant unplanned events and maintained service standards in the face of those significant difficulties. So without going into specific areas of the university, because examples will exist in many specific forms across all areas, I think these are the key things to consider. There are guidance notes available to managers which will help them in preparing such cases. Other examples include significant reputational importance, exemplars of good practice, and as I say, exceptional performance and customer service. And I think that's important to consider when you're looking across all grades from 1 to 8 there, that those levels will depend on the grade of the individual, and managers should bear that in mind. And we'd certainly want to encourage as many applications that warrant exceptional performance from all the grades to show a balance in the workforce there.
You mentioned earlier that the schemes open in December and January, and I know that there's a form the manager needs to fill, and you mentioned there about sort of putting all that detail in. So what happens when the manager submits the form?
Well, for academic and research staff, the school's promotions committee will initially consider each application there, and they will then be forwarded on for approval by the Faculty Promotions Committee, and that would be the final decision then on those cases. For professional services and cultural institutions staff, there is a local panel convened in each faculty and directorate, which would comprise of senior managers who aren't involved in any of the cases that have been submitted, along with an external panel representative from another area of the university. Once those decisions are made, then HR will write to the individuals concerned to confirm their awards. Lump sum awards are payable as soon as possible in the next payroll. Sustained awards, which are the incremental awards, they'll be applied from the 1st of August this year, if you like, the following year.
Okay, fantastic, thank you. You mentioned right at the start of our conversation about the rewarding exceptional performance scheme being just one way to recognise people. What other ways are there at the university?
Well, I mean, fundamentally, a manager should give praise at any time they recognise any good performance by a team or an individual. And I think it's important that they show they're sincere about that, and forms of a simple conversation in itself can be a motivational tool in itself there, and shows the employee that they're valued, recognised and appreciated, and not just taken for granted. Aside from that, then there is a thank you scheme which offers immediate rewards to staff, and that can be in the form of either just a simple thank you card. But the thank you scheme also gives an opportunity to reward in an instant and spontaneous way through the proffering of gift cards. Small gifts could be flowers, chocolates or wine, or even gift vouchers in a number of recognised shopping arenas, up to a maximum of £100. Alternatively, if the manager so wishes, an extra day's leave can be awarded to the individual. There are also a number of other reward schemes throughout the year which managers could consider whether it's appropriate to nominate staff for. These include the Making a Difference Awards, the Green Impact Awards, the Volunteer of the Year Awards, and Manchester Beacon Recognition Awards for Public Engagement. The Athena Swan Awards also for promoting gender equality. So I think you'll see from that list there that there's a host of different ways that good and exceptional performance can be recognised by managers in various different forms.
Thank you. And I wouldn't be doing a very good job as policy manager if I didn't also mention that there is a policy on rewarding exceptional performance, and that covers as well all those sort of thank you gifts that you just mentioned. Graham, one final question then, if I can. Any advice for a manager who wants to put forward one of their team for a rewarding exceptional performance award?
Yeah, well, it's a manager's responsibility to consider whether anyone in their team should be put forward for an award, and I'd implore managers to consider all grades and all team members when they're going through this process. As I mentioned earlier, they should have some reference points which they've kept throughout the year in the form of feedback from other colleagues, their own personal notes from one-to-ones, or the P&DR forms, which can be an essential reference point. The scheme is designed only to reward exceptional performance, and I think it's important that managers, when they're considering which cases to put forward, exercise their own judgment there in identifying those truly exceptional cases there. We have had examples in the past where there's a host of nominations that come from one particular area, and that can be somewhat diluting to the impact of any individual case there. So managers use their judgment. The panel, when they come to review these cases, they're judging purely on the written submissions alone. And so it's important that the managers are very clear what the basis of the nomination is for there, and give very specific and detailed evidence of how the employee's performance is considered to be exceptional. So try to avoid generalised statements that don't really focus on the actions of the employee themselves. And it's important the managers will have to give feedback at the end of this process. So if an individual is successful, then they'll have that opportunity to congratulate them and to explain the reasons why they've been given the award and when the payments will be made. But also they'll need to give feedback if the award is unsuccessful there, and advise an employee if they wish to on any grounds of an appeal. But I'd like to think that they're rare, and that with the discretion of managers and the judgment of managers, only the exceptional cases will be put forward, and that will be very evident to a panel when they're approving any case.
Brilliant. Okay. Well, Graham, thank you for that bit of advice. There's plenty more on reward and recognition in Managers Essentials. Hope that was helpful, and we'll look forward to talking to you again on another subject very soon. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.